When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. Get your Fly Jams in right now. All right, DJ Shagru is here. Esmeralda the Heart Melda is here, flipping around on her head. Viggity Viggity Vic, double verified V, is running around the newsroom like a lunatic with his Kango hat. And it's Wiki Wiki Nikki here. Get your Fly Jam requests in, 312-981-7200. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. Yeah. My first request of the morning, Aaliyah. Lovely young woman who we lost way, way, way too soon. That was a back and forth. Probably her biggest hit. Nick DiGilio, by the way. This is Fly Jams Friday. You think this was her biggest hit, DJ Shagru? She had a few.
I would say Love Somebody.
Yeah, that was big. Wasn't she like R. Kelly's annulled wife?
Yeah. When she was like 15.
Yeah.
Ugh. Rock the Boat was also a good one.
Yeah. I guess she had a lot of hits. I guess I'm saying that was her biggest because it's my favorite. That's probably why I'm saying it. But, yeah, she was lovely and was in that Jet Li movie where he's busting people's face. Well, that one movie where Jet Li busts people's faces open. You know that one movie where Jet Li kicks somebody's ass?
Wasn't it supposed to be a playoff of Romeo and Juliet?
Romeo was bleeding? No. Romeo Must Die. Romeo Is Bleeding was the Gary Oldman movie where Lena Olin cut off her own leg.
Cool.
Did you ever see Romeo Is Bleeding?
No.
It's a ridiculously ridiculous movie. But Romeo Must Die is the Jet Li busting people's faces open movie, and Aaliyah was in that. And she was in that unfortunate Queen of the Damned, which is just bad. The really terrible Anne Rice adaptation. Ugh. What was that dude's name? Stuart Townsend? He was the star. Wasn't he the star of that movie, Stuart Townsend?
Yes, yeah, Stuart Townsend.
What a terrible movie that was. I'm a really big fan of Anne Rice, and I love her books. And that was just, oh, God. Anyway, all right. Fly Jams Friday. Get your Fly Jams ready. Now, Esmeralda, have you been spinning on your head?
You know it.
All right. Dan, you full on got your clothes on and you're ready? The TARDIS was good?
Esmeralda informed me that there's a TARDIS right in her neighborhood that on our drive-in today.
Oh, yeah. Where is that TARDIS?
It's at some nerd workshop. I don't know the name of it.
I think mentioning the TARDIS makes the word nerd redundant.
Yeah, it is. There's a TARDIS on top of the building. It's a nerd workshop already. I got a nerd workshop right across the street from my apartment. I don't even know what they do in there. I walk past there. It's like three storefronts. It's just a bunch of tables and a bunch of dorks sitting around. And there's like cardboard cutouts of video game characters and posters for video games and stuff. I'm assuming right now that they're all running around like idiots trying to catch Pokemon.
I actually, it's called Pumping Station 1.
All right.
And they call it a hacker space. So I was pretty spot on, Nerd Workshop.
Okay, a Nerd Workshop. Johnny Lee Miller and Angelina Jolie in there?
Man, if they were there, I would be hanging out. I would quit my job and just hang out there.
By the way, that was a reference to a movie called Hackers.
The best movie ever.
Yeah, Esmeralda, you're one of the very few people that we got that would get that. They were married at that time too.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where is Johnny Lee? What happened to Johnny Lee Miller?
He's on Elementary.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell is wrong with me? Of course he is. He's on Elementary. And is he in Trainspotting too? He's got to be, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you see they started filming it?
I saw something.
Oh, my God. They have footage of them running down the street.
Oh, like, they do?
Oh, my God. Just like the beginning of the movie.
Oh, I just saw like a thing where it's like, we are doing it.
No. They started filming it, and there's like handheld footage of them running down the street just like they do at the beginning of Trainspotting. I just got, I'm telling you, I watched the video footage and put on Lust for Life, and I was the happiest man on earth. That movie rules, by the way. Have we ever discussed the greatness of Trainspotting, Esmeralda?
I wrote a paper.
You on Trainspotting?
On it, yeah, in one of my film classes in college.
Oh, it's so good. You know what the crazy thing about that movie? Is that the most insane, most dangerous lunatic in the movie is the drinker.
Yeah.
He does not do horse. The rest of the guys do horse, and they're idiots, you know, because they do horse. But the most violent, scariest guy, says a lot about alcohol, by the way, is Bigby.
Yeah, because he can just fly off the handle.
Oh, my God. When he whips the pint over the balcony.
Oh, that's the best.
Get out of the place, man. And what can you say about the toilet scene? I mean, what are we talking about? That movie rules. I cannot wait for the second one. So good. Are there fly jams? I think there's some fly jams in that movie. I know.
Right. What's it called? It's a Lou Reed song.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's fly.
I don't know.
It's great. So, anyway, Esmeralda, they've started shooting. All right. You want to hear some fly jams? It's because it's Fly Jams Friday. So the 872 area code requested this. I think, Esmeralda, you will be pleased with this request from the 872 area code, Hart Melda. That's right. Cool it now. Just cool it now. That's a fly jam. All right, Fly Jam Friday. Everybody hang on. 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru is ready to go. We'll get to your requests and more right here on Fly Jams Friday. Yeah, man. You know, you got to love this video, man. You know? DJ Shagru, by the way, it's Nick DiGiulio here, 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday is underway. 312-981-7200 for your requests, and we'll play some more Fly Jams. That's quite a video, isn't it, Dan? It's an epic.
Fantastic.
Like, they play part of the song, then they stop and tell more of the story.
Right. With such romantic lyrics as, "We're getting older, let's get married."
Yeah. Did you play that one at your wedding, Dan?
No, just when I proposed.
Just when you proposed, right. Right. Okay, that makes sense. That's Jagged Edge. The Casey brothers put those guys together. They were out of Atlanta. And I think that now, in this case, I think this was their only minor hit.
I agree. I don't remember any other songs from Jagged Edge.
They worked with, like, the Casey brothers worked with Usher and Tony Braxton and stuff, and then they worked with, like, Nelly. That was back when he was Band-Aid Man, when he was Band-Aid Face Man. So that's Jagged Edge. I would recommend to watch that video because it's pretty amusing. Like, it's like 7 minutes long, and they just stop like in the middle of the song, like the song's going, and then in between verses, they continue like with the plot. Some fantastic clothing in that video, too.
Yes. Matching suits.
They look good, man.
Each one with a different color pop. Very impressive.
Exactly. That's 90s, man. 90s. Jagged Edge.
Awesome headbands.
What headbands aren't awesome?
It's true.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man.
Is that Robert Carlyle? Is Digby in Trainspotting?
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Carlyle.
Yeah, Robert Carlyle, man. I, you know, unbelievable, that guy. Do you ever see What's the name of the cannibal movie?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it.
Right, with Robert Carlyle. It's Guy Pearce is in it.
Guy Pearce, yeah, right.
Oh, what the hell was the name of that movie?
And they're cannibals?
Ravenous.
Oh. Ravenous.
Ravenous, right. That movie rules.
Oh, I have to see that.
Oh, yeah, it's Guy Pearce and Robert Carlyle.
Dig
yeah.
And Jeffrey Jones.
Jeffrey Jones, man. That's a good movie. Directed by Antonia Bird. Crazy chick.
Right, crazy chick.
I'm telling you. Good movie. All right, Mike, what do you got, man?
Okay, Nick, I got one from 1967. It was an R&B top 10 hit, 81 on the pop chart. This is the Sand Pebbles with Forget It.
Ooh, all right. Man, oh man, that's good stuff.
She means business.
It's the Sand Pebbles. What did the Sand Pebbles ever do?
They did another song. They had only one other hit as the Sand Pebbles called Love Power. Went to number 14 R&B. I think Luther Vandross did that song later on.
Okay.
And then they became Sea in the Shells when they went to Atlantic subsidiary, and they had a song called "I'm Through with Your Circus" or something. You Be the Clown, something like that. Yeah.
So they were. There was a beach motif in there.
I guess so. Yeah.
That's good, man. Great choice, Mike. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too, Nick.
All right, man. Take care. All right, look at this. It's Biker Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
We're gonna go with the dude, the little diminutive dude with a supersized voice. Little Anthony and the Imperials hurt so bad.
All right. You stay and let me make it up to you. Stay, I'll do anything you want me to. You love me before. Yeah. Please love me. Great song. Again. I can't let you go. Yeah, great song. Great song, Don.
Yeah. He's got smoky pipes, man. I just love listening to them tunes.
Beautiful. All right, Don. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care. There you go. Yeah. Very cool. All righty then. How about this? The 815 area code. Little Junior Walker. A single match can make a Bobby King. A single kiss on a warm within, girl. Gotta hold on to this feeling. Gotta hold on to this feeling we got. Gotta hold on to this feeling. Gotta hold on to this feeling we got. Gonna blow, blow, blow you cause I love, love, love you now. Gonna hold on to this feeling, Junior Walker. Yeah. 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 Are you familiar with Junior Walker?
No.
Good. Good stuff.
Well, oh, okay.
No. Good stuff.
I thought you meant good.
No.
Oh. I'm glad you're not.
Oh. He did not sing, "Let me love you down." You know, there needs to be a reunion for Ready for the World.
You should get that
them
started.
And Flicker Stick. You know I'm working on Flicker. I got to work on Flicker Stick.
You got to do both. It'd be like a tour.
Yeah, double bill. Interesting.
Double bill.
Yeah.
Ready for the World and Flicker Stick.
Some sort of Nick D festival concert thing.
I'd have to put together a whole fest, though. I'd need like five acts.
Well, too bad. What's his name? The caveman guy?
He passed away.
Yeah, too bad.
Jimmy Castor.
Away.
Yeah. That would be.
I wonder if there's a tribute band that you could find.
You can't replace Jimmy Castor. No question. Boom, boom, bum-a-dum. That guy ruled. The first thing he said, I told you this when I got him on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Castor. I pressed the button from the phone. No question. almost fell off my chair.
Somehow maybe get Black Oak Arkansas.
Black Oak Arkansas? No, but I don't like Black Oak Arkansas.
Oh, not anymore. Okay.
No, I still love Flicker Stick, and I still love Ready for the World.
Yeah, we could do some sort of...
How about The Fix? Although they never really broke up.
It has to be. We have to do like the ones that... Oh, Saga.
Saga! Saga, of course. Well, how did I not... But we'd have to do it in Canada.
Saga. Okay.
In order to get a crowd, we'd have to go to Canada.
Right.
To do the Saga. Ready for the World, Saga, and Flicker Stick.
And then, wait, who's also, we always mention them? Is it REO?
REO?
Who
always... Oh, ELO?
Is that who always gets mentioned?
Tall.
Tall, there you go.
Yeah, but they're
try to get them.
Yeah, but they're still touring. That's not
Well, then that'll be easier. Make a pit stop.
Yeah, but
Chicago.
The other ones are, like, gone, you know?
Well, you work on them. You'd be like, hey, Tull's in it. Tull's in.
That's going to entice Saga to get back together?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Hey, man, Jethro Tull's going to tour with you.
Come on.
Ready for the World would be thrilled with Jethro Tull on the same bill.
It'd be real good.
Let me aqualung. All right. Let's see. Here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
How you doing?
All right. What's up?
Well, first of all, I've been listening to you talking about the heat all week. My advice, go swimming. That's what me and my cousins are doing today. That's go to the lake and just stay there all day.
All right. I won't do that, but I appreciate the suggestion, Jasmine.
Well, for my song, I'd like to hear Black and White, Black or White by Michael Jackson.
All righty. Yeah. There you go, Jasmine.
By the way, if you guys don't mind me asking, since you were playing that Esmeralda, would Esmeralda buy that yesterday?
Yes.
I tried to contact you guys because this isn't an infomercial thing, but have you guys heard of the Apple Watch before?
The Apple Watch? Yes, of course.
Well, I recently discovered this new catch that apparently they didn't show in the commercials. You can't buy the watch by itself. You have to get the phone to make it work properly.
Oh.
Right. So I would not buy that.
You would not buy that. That's a big investment.
Would any of you guys get that?
No, I wouldn't.
No, I don't have an iPhone at all. Like, mine's the other ones.
Yeah, I'm an Android dude.
Me too.
So, all right, Jasmine, thank you.
All right, enjoy good luck with the heat.
Thank you, Jasmine. She's such a sweetheart. She's like, what the hell is she doing listening to this show?
You know what you should do if you're not going to go to a pool? You should just sit
Saga?
In your tub.
Sit in my tub.
With ice cube, you know, ice water.
No, just I'm sitting there. It's all right.
Just a change of pace.
I'll just be very
happy. Not that weird of a suggestion.
I'm not saying it's weird. What was it in the Seinfeld episode where Kramer says, well, why don't you just take a cold shower?
Well, that's when they're working out.
Yeah,
he's
that's
like,
the Jimmy.
What am I, a psychopath?
Yeah, those are for psych or not psychopaths.
Socio?
No.
Serial killers?
Psychotics. George says, those are for psychotics. Well, I take them every day, Kramer. That's the Jimmy. When look at the Jimmy shoes.
Right.
That's the Jimmy episode. I've seen that show
a
couple times.
He's sweating because they're like,
I'm sweating from the Kung Pao. Mel Torme is in that episode. I saw Overboard with Mel Torme. Tying it all together.
Get him to the concert, too.
Mel Torme's dead.
All right. Well.
So
we'll get his holograms.
We'll get him and Jimmy Castor. Is that
with
what?
Holograms.
We'll
get holograms.
All right. Hang on, everybody. Fly Jam Friday will return, but right now we want to hear the weather. Hot. Okay, Esmeralda? No, I'm kidding. yeah. Esmeralda, the heart Melda, seems to enjoy this one.
Yeah, Dina Howard.
Dina Howard, yeah.
Come on now.
She's good. I love that song. Mid-90s. She's a one-hit wonder, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember. I don't remember any other. No, she also was in movies, wasn't she? I think she was in a couple of movies.
I could not tell you.
Adina Howard. I don't know.
Was she in a, full-fledged one-hit wonder?
Was she in a Jackie Chan movie?
What?
No, I don't know. You got one who's in the Jet Li. Aaliyah was in a Jet Li movie. I think Adina Howard was in a couple of movies. If I'm not mistaken, she acted. Maybe they were like straight to Vidya.
Maybe, yeah.
But yeah, that's a good song. I like that song.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. Mid-90s funk, baby. All right, how about speaking of funk, 708 area code wants to hear Jamaica funk. Jamaica funk, that's what it is. Let it get a ease on you. No, 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 it's a good choice. Funky song.
By the way, she did act.
Oh, okay. What was she, Adina?
She was in High Freak, F-R-E-A-K, Quincy. And then she did another movie, it's still unreleased, called Tiger Hill. Or wait, Casanova's Demise.
Casanova's Demise.
Yeah, still unreleased.
She's got one in pre-production.
Oh.
Oh.
Frank Chase in the Streets of Harlem.
Boy, she does some stellar film work.
I need to see High Freak, Quincy.
You know, a little earlier, I don't know, I was recommending people watch some Albert Brooks movies. It sounds like you might want to go to Adina Howard and watch her film
way.
Work. All right. Hey, it's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I hate hot weather and I hate climate change. Yeah. Anyway, my remedy for the miserable heat is to go back to a guy who made his first appearance on Fly Jams Friday last week, the late, great Billy Stewart. Mm. And for some cool relief, here's his version of Summertime by the George Gershwin classic.
Yeah.
The best 30 seconds of it anyway. But if I were in charge, you'd have to play the whole thing.
All right.
So hush, pretty baby. You
it's one of my favorite songs of all time, Bob.
Yes, it is. Yep. I think it's the heat that made him sing that way.
And I love that song. I love that song.
Do you know Maurice White was on drums on that?
Oh, seriously? I did not know that.
Yes, he is.
The late, great Maurice White.
Yes.
Earth, Wind, and or Fire. Yeah. All right, Bob. Thank you, buddy.
Hopefully the next time we speak, the Cubs will have reclaimed the Crosstown Cup.
Yeah. Well,
World Series time for the White Sox fans. Although I didn't hear Biker Don say anything. He must have had something stuck in his throat.
All right. All right, Bob. Thank you, buddy.
See you. Yeah,
he's got to stir up the pot.
I love how there's just a feud between listeners. They've never spoken, but...
Yeah. There's a little, he likes to stir the pot, man. He really does. I don't know. Yeah, I don't just... I'm not a fan of interleague play. I hate interleague play. When it comes to baseball, I'm a purist. The only time that an American League and a National League team should play is in the World Series.
And they're dividing the city.
Well, that I don't
you're fine.
I'm talking about I'm talking not just when they play the Sox. I mean, I particularly hate it when they play the Sox. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I hate interleague play. I don't think National League teams and American League teams should play during the regular season. I hate it. Always hated it. When they instituted it, was 97? Bad idea. DH, bad idea. Should we talk about rules and baseball rules, Dan, that we don't like? So I hate interleague play.
Too bad we're at the end of the show.
We're at the end of the show. I can't go off on how much I hate the DH. Well, when we got guys like Arrieta, we don't need the DH.
All right.
Here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Good morning, gang. How you guys doing this morning?
All right, buddy. What's up?
I got Jeff Lorber featuring the great Karen White, Facts of Love.
All right. Thank you, Roosevelt. So I'll give you one guess as to who loved that song.
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen. That song is a jam. Yeah, Jeff Lorber. He had some hair. Like some permy 80s. You know, yeah, well, Dan, you'd see the video.
It's pretty impressive, yeah.
He's got some pretty impressive hair. Permy hair. Speaking of permy hair. Esmeralda, you have to text me or message me after you watch that third episode of Difficult People.
Right.
Oh, my God. And by the way, her hair gets worse and her outfits get worse as the show goes on because she progressively gets deeper and deeper into the Italian culture of New Jersey.
Right.
And meanwhile,
interesting.
Nobody knows Billy in New Jersey, so he acts like he just came out so that he could meet guys in Jersey. And one of the guys that he meets is Mark Consuelo, who plays a gay bro who is going to teach Billy because Billy just came out.
Right.
And so Mark Consuelo, who, by the way, is Kelly Ripa's husband, mm-hmm. is going to teach him all about gay culture. You've got, I'm telling you, spectacularly funny. So, all right, we're going to break, right? Okay, good. We'll do that. Hey, Esmeralda, hi.
Hi.
I'll see you on Monday.
It's the other way around.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
See you. You too.
We'll be right back.